This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This is Darnell Early's final official day as the state-appointed emergency manager for Detroit Public Schools. It's also the day Governor Snyder made it official. The retired judge who handled Detroit's bankruptcy will take Early's place as the next in a long string of state-appointed emergency managers. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick is with us now. Sarah, that name Stephen Rhodes, certainly a familiar one to anyone who paid even the least bit of attention to Detroit's bankruptcy, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's part of his appeal here to the governor is that at this point, people are mostly still looking back at Detroit's bankruptcy and thinking that it was a fairly efficient process that seemed to have at least turned out fairly well for the city so far. So I think he's hoping to bring some of that magic or touch, hopefully, a little bit to the situation with the Detroit Public Schools.
And certainly Judge Rhodes' skills as a bankruptcy judge are worth having in a district that could be bankrupt in little more than a month.
Well, I think that's what they're hoping. I mean, we are talking about a pretty different situation here. It's with the city of Detroit. I mean, there are several differences to understand. But with the city of Detroit, you had creditors who, when they came banging on the door for money that they were owed, this was all money that the city of Detroit owed. When we're talking about Detroit Public Schools, DPS, it's a lot more complicated. A lot of the debt that the district has racked up is actually the state of Michigan is on the hook for a whole variety of reasons, partly because some of it was debt that the state approved while emergency managers, state-appointed emergency managers, were in charge. So it's a bit more of a complicated situation politically and maybe even legally. So Judge Rhodes certainly will have his hands full.
Now, the governor's calling Stephen Rhodes a transition manager, but isn't he really another emergency manager? I mean, what are his responsibilities?
He is. I mean, even Judge Rhodes has said in a meeting with teachers, several teachers told me that he said he did not want to be called an emergency manager, but by law, that's what he is. So he is. He is an emergency manager, the fifth emergency manager in a row that the Detroit Public Schools has had. His responsibilities, in a statement sent out from the governor's office today, they said it would be oversight of the district's operations and finances, which sounds pretty standard in terms of what an emergency manager usually does. He is, however, looking for an interim superintendent. So that would be someone who would be more in charge of the academics, the district's academics, rather than the sort of financial and general oversight stuff.
Sarah, you mentioned the meeting that Stephen Rhodes had with teachers. So what kind of reaction are you hearing from the teachers union and other DPS stakeholders to his appointment?
The handful of teachers that I've spoken to who were at that meeting and the officials from the Detroit Federation of Teachers, I mean, the way one teacher expressed it to me was we didn't really go in there with high expectations and we were already pretty frustrated and confused about what was going on. And we didn't leave feeling much differently. There was just a sense that, first of all, Judge Rhodes apparently really pushed hard for the state Senate plan for DPS that's up in Lansing right now that proposes this kind of bankruptcy style redistricting for the district. And the teachers felt like it was almost more of a sales pitch for that than it was for, he didn't seem to have very many specific answers in terms of how will things operate, you know, how will the schools function in the meantime and sort of what the, you know, longer term plans for the district were. So I think no one was sorry to see Darnell Early go. I mean, even as emergency managers go, he did not have a good relationship with the teachers at all. But I mean, I think there's just a lot of weariness of the emergency manager regime at this point, and people just don't really have particularly high hopes for how this whole situation will turn out, although obviously they're still hoping, but it's looking still pretty confusing and frustrating for the people who are on the ground every day trying to educate the kids.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Always great talking with you, Sarah. Thanks so much.
Thank you.